From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Syrian rebels and aid workers are accusing Damascus of using toxic gases in rebel-held Idlib province, a charge the government denies. In fact, Damascus is charging the opposition with using chemical weapons. U.S. spokesman John Kirby said Washington is looking into the reports, calling the allegations serious.
We've long expressed our strong condemnation of the use of chemical weapons on civilians, which of course violates not only the cessation of hostilities, but international standards and norms, including the Chemical Weapons Convention, to which the government of Syria is a member, and as well as two UN Security Council resolutions, 2118 and 2209.
UN investigators established 3 years ago that sarin gas was used in eastern Ghouta province. The U.S. accused Damascus of carrying out that attack. Meanwhile, government allied forces backed by Russian warplanes are pounding rebel positions in an effort to blunt a rebel offensive in the southwest part of Aleppo. The UN Refugee Agency has warned that tens of thousands of South Sudanese have fled the country since fresh fighting broke out between rival factions about a month ago. It said most have gone to Uganda, while thousands of others have made their way to Sudan and Kenya. Meanwhile, UN Humanitarian Chief Stephen O'Brien visited a displaced people's camp near Wau. He said the refugees there need support and protection.
Of course, it's going to require more for as long as it takes, whilst the violence and the cause of the humanitarian crisis that we have here, both in nutrition terms, for water provision, for removing waste, and also making sure that we have good shelter and educational opportunities, as well as protection, are made available.
The UN estimates that over 1.5 million people are internally displaced. Nearly 5 million others are food insecure. This is VOA News.